Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. It was a big weekend in Hamilton County with Christmas on the Square. The festivities began on December 1st with Christmas trivia held at the Elks. There were 8 teams that participated, and all the questions were Christmas-related. There was 8 rounds of 10 questions each, and it was a great time. Next was Breakfast with Santa. About 75 people came out to eat Breakfast with Santa that was held at Fox Meadows Apartments. And they were each child that came through got a free gift. Then people moved on over to the Holiday Bazaar. Over 200 people came through and shopped at the Holiday Bazaar, which was a great turnout for this community. There was about 100 kids who came to the Santa's workshop to select prizes for their parents and have those gift wrapped. And then we had about 15 entries in the Lighted Christmas Parade. And the first place float went to the First General Baptist Church. First place non-float went to the Eagles Auxiliary, and first place walkers went to Interact. And it was a nice evening, even though it was a little cold. There was about 75 kids who came down and played games in the basement and visited with Santa and had free hot chocolate and cookies. So all in all, it was a great weekend in Hamilton County as we began the holiday season. Saturday, December 16th, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., come enjoy pancakes, sausage, fruit salad, biscuits and gravy, and Grinch Punch with the Grinch himself while helping our Ladies Auxiliary raise money for local scholarships. Get your tickets in advance from any Eagles Auxiliary member for $10 per person or come the day of the event for $12 per person. And the Grinch himself will be there to greet children. There was a gnome workshop held at the Extension office on Wednesday night with 10 people in attendance. Each person was able to make a gnome, and since we had plenty of supplies, they all chose to make another one. Because of this, we've had several people wanting to know if we would teach sewing classes here at the Extension office. So if anyone is interested in an adult sewing class, you can contact the Extension office at 643-3416. If there's enough interest, we will begin sewing classes in January, teaching the basics of hand sewing, bending, and the basics of machine sewing. If anyone is interested, contact the Extension office. The Extension in the Classroom activities that are available for this school year, contact Lindsay Adams, who is the new Extension educator, if your classroom or individual would like any of these classes. We have College and Career Readiness, which is Skills to Pay the Bills, Tech Quest, and Welcome to the Real World. Visual arts can be taught photography and videography. Under the STEM category, we'll have 3D printing, computer science, drones, forensic science, and robotics. On health and wellness, you can choose from 4-H Cooking 101, Health Jam, or Illinois Food Challenge. Environment will be Illinois Oak Tree Savannas, which those will be getting planted at the disc golf course. There's insects, pollinators, renewable energy, and weather. Under leadership, you can choose to have Parley Pro and teen teachers, and food systems will be feeding and growing our communities and 4-H Unlock Ag Innovations. This is an escape room. So if you're interested in any of those for your classroom in any of the 6 counties, which includes Hamilton, White, Saline, Gallatin, Pope, and Hardin counties, contact Lindsay Adams and she can get you set up. This has been Paula Hatfield with 4-H Extension and other community news.